Coming up in 20 minutes, they said it, a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports, but we have some leads left this morning, and up next is Courtney. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We've got to talk about Luka. Men's Health just did a full article on him, he looks great. Not just good, he looks great. It's the revenge body that will be talked about all season long. To go from Dallas to LA, he's looking at Dallas and laughing in their face right now. He's been in Croatia for the offseason. Men's Health caught up with him there. He's been at a lab doing two-a-days with all different workouts, but also he gave blood, stool, and urine samples to go through all of his metabolic charts and figure out what works for him. He's gotten MRIs and x-rays to see what's going on the interior to figure out how he can be best on the exterior. He also was on some type of plate that they use to figure out how much energy he can force to take off, to see how high he can get off the ground, etc. And they're working on that. He's completely changed his diet. He's gluten-free now. He has a low sugar diet, 250 grams of protein a day. He's using almond milk fueled shakes, very much like Greg Hill. And he
I'm also on two-a-days.
Yes. But he looks completely different.
Yeah.
And you look at this guy who was at the height of his career, really, then had this banana land trade happen. And I think we're going to get a much better Luka moving forward. If he can be this shredded going into the offseason, there are so many photos. He doesn't even look like the same person. It's insane. So LA, good job giving up basically nothing for this superstar already, who's now taking full control of his body, his well-being, and his future.
Will he be playing with LeBron James out there this upcoming season?
I would say probably yes.
Okay.
You know, if I had to put
LeBron finishes his career there, then I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably yes. And you know, Luka probably learned from LeBron, you know, like, hey, take care of your body, spend the money, and you'll be able to. Obviously, Luka was a great player, you know, before the transformation, so he's just going to make him a better
player. I hope he didn't learn how to care for his body the way LeBron was caring for it in Miami.
You still believe in that one, huh?
I think it's great that Luka is you know, getting his body right, but when we write articles about it, can we not do it through AI? Because the AI decided to mention that Luka recorded a 42-inch vertical leap,
which was
the 2018 scouting combine, which never happened.
No.
And then the very next line, instead of just taking it out, they wrote he in fact did not participate in the 2018 NBA scouting combine.
I think they got him confused with Dante DiVincenzo.
That's correct. Yeah, because when you type it in, like, it just AI just pops up that Luka did a 42-inch vert at the combine. He was never there.
Right.
Are people who are like writers, like legit sports or news writers, using AI to write their stuff
Definitely.
All the time?
Apparently.
Yeah. I mean, Men's Health is a big magazine.
Doing a little research.
Define big magazine
this
day and age.
It is. It's one of the bigger ones.
Right, did you see the Lakers sponsor for their jersey this year?
No.
Wegovy.
All right, Courtney. Interesting. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So just a few notes from yesterday's practice that, you know, my main thing of watching was going to be Will Campbell and the offensive line. And, you know, whether it was Evan Lazar for Patriots.com, Mike Reese, I saw some other people talk about that the Patriots offensive line, especially Will Campbell, they struggled a little bit in one-on-ones, but they were able to bounce back in team periods, 11 versus 11s. They said the run game looked pretty good. So that's a positive takeaway from day one in pads. And granted, it's only one day in pads, but when you can hear some of the people that are down there and watching on a daily basis and say, like, okay, the O-line looked better in 11-on-11s than they did one-on-ones.
And Will Campbell specifically, saying.
Yes, okay. And Will Campbell specifically. You know, it leads you to think, like, okay, you know, when we start to think about this Patriots team, our questions are the wide receiver group and the O-line group. And so to have a couple of answers, granted on just only one day in pads, it's, you know, it's a good takeaway, and it gives you a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for, positivity with the offensive line going into the season, and especially Will Campbell at left tackle with some of his pass protection situations.
And great feedback on the quarterback and the way he is looking down there.
Yeah, I think I've heard great things about Drake May down at camp.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's
Shime has him at 21 touchdown passes this year.
No, Curtis, I don't overreact to training camp stuff, but I said 21 passes, touchdown passes in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Said right. More than 20.
There's right. No hitch. 21. Last year, there was a lot of issues, remember, right. With Drake May. It seems like, you know, people are saying that he's looked really good.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you very
much. You got it.
I saw this news yesterday, and it bothered me, and so I wanted to see where all of you stood on this morning. And so Delta Airlines had an earnings call with their investors and the venture capital people and whoever wanted to listen in. And they announced that they are going to begin using artificial intelligence in the form of algorithms to scrape your data and then to determine what is the maximum amount that you would be willing to spend on a flight, and then they will charge you that maximum amount. So Delta is re-engineering, according to them, the way in which they price airfare. So they will get into your email, they will get all of your data, and if, for instance, you are flying somewhere for a funeral, they will know exactly what that date is, why you are flying there, and then they will charge you the maximum amount. So when it comes to data brokers who are apparently out there getting all your data and then sharing it with everybody, this is why on social media, for instance, you are fed certain ads for things because these data brokers have all your information. So Delta, by the way, one of the airlines that we as taxpayers, Curtis, bailed out and have bailed out several times, they are now going to find out what the maximum amount you can pay for a flight is using your data and then charge you that. Does that anger you, or is that...
Is there a box I can uncheck in the Delta app to make sure that they can't do that?
I don't think
like,
so.
That no. Should be illegal. So you're telling me that if I'm willing to spend $300 on a flight and my friend is only willing to spend $100 on a flight due to different data that they can collect, we're going to look at a flight and we're going to have two different numbers?
Correct. Yes.
So then why wouldn't you just have a person that makes less than you book your travel?
That's a great idea.
Right.
But I don't think you can, because you have to have the name, and can people book other flights for you?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and you can put in your frequent flyer number after you book the reservation.
Right. Yeah.
That's also going to ruin travel agents, like their job.
Well, I think they're already there aren't many of them.
Really?
Left
How many
anymore?
People use travel agents?
If you're traveling to Europe, a lot of people...
Right.
There's a girl that I know
you're traveling to Europe?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I thought a lot of people did it on their own.
This girl, Lauren, I use. She's great.
I thought a lot of people did it on their own.
My travel agent's kayak.com.
Right.
Yeah. No, but it's good to know like, how far
you paid
things...
$1,800 a night for a hotel.
Yeah. We only had to spend $500 for the champagne toast.
Right.
No, I did. They're good to...
Because Laura said it was a great idea.
No, it's more like, okay, you can walk to this place.
Yeah,
so we'll...
I mean, it just doesn't seem... It's, flying is a commodity. It doesn't seem like you ought to be charged. It's one flight to one place that everybody is getting on. Everybody ought to be paying the same thing. It shouldn't be what you can afford to pay for it.
Yeah,
what the max is. That doesn't seem fair to me.
No, it doesn't. But when you know with airlines, they are the biggest criminals in the world when it comes to how they treat people. I mean, the fact that if you want to, like, you know, some first class flights cost you $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really? And yeah. Or even like the back of the plane, you're stuffing me in a seat with barely any room for $800-$900. It's like, I mean, they know how to get over, because what are people gonna do? The majority of people need to fly to get to wherever they are. And so the airlines know they can get away with it. There's no
That's terrible if they're using funerals and stuff like that, though. I mean, that's because people will pay whatever it takes to get home to something like that. That's awful.
Well, they used to have. I don't know if they do anymore, but they used to have a special rate. Like if you called them and said you had to go somewhere for a funeral,
right? Bereavement.
The bereavement rate, they would give you a deal. Now, now it's the exact.
But now,
it's the exact opposite.
Well, that's Manny's fault. He tries to use that like 16 times for his grandma.
But it's like even with the bereavement stuff, you need a million different documents. You need the doctor to call in who actually saw the person die and say yes. It's like, you know, I try to, you know, my father-in-law flew and there was an issue in the family and it was like, they didn't die on this date and it's a whole bunch of stuff. So just be prepared for no Vaseline with the airlines.
No.
That's the way it is, man. It's the way I go on the plane.
And Courtney has concern not only for the travel agents, but for the people who own the movie rental stores because they're not going to have the money to fly anymore.
Oh, I'm telling travel agents exist. They exist.
I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts' last name was Duncan. Yeah.
That was still confusing.
All right. Speaking of Courtney, let's get to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox dropped their first against the Twins. 5-4 was the final in Minnesota despite a 3-run fifth inning that showed some life and a 4-3 lead in the top of the ninth that was halted by a 90-minute rain delay. Richard Fitz went 4 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while striking out 2. Another one in Minnesota tonight, 7:40 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Patriots went full contact for the first time yesterday, and Christian Gonzalez exited the practice with a left leg injury pretty early in the practice. And Jalen Polk is back, looking pretty good. They've got another fully padded practice today at 10:15. Hopefully we get some type of clarification on what happened with Christian Gonzalez today, because there is no update. It's just a lower left leg injury.
Polk has to be on the bubble, right?
I would think so. I mean, I would think so. I know we had this conversation last week. Steph Diggs, I would say, would be a lock. Maybe I'm starting to lean a little bit more to Pop Douglas.
Being a lock.
And then after that, I think it's really
much
roll
the dice.
Huh?
Booty.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. There's no one that I would say, okay, this guy's 100% lock. You know, I mean, Chime says Kyle Williams because he was a, third-round draft pick?
Yeah, Vrabel's not going to cut his third-round draft pick.
You know, maybe I would say okay him.
We heard from Deion Sanders yesterday alongside with his medical team. Sanders announced that he was diagnosed with bladder cancer earlier this year. He had his bladder removed to become cancer-free. Here's a bit from Deion.
I couldn't, but slowly but surely I built myself back up to where I'm able, I'm strong, I'm ready. I'm still probably about 12 pounds down. I'm going to get that right. I'm going to fill these overalls up like no other. But it has been a tremendous journey, and I'm truly thankful that God is so good. God is so good. You have no idea. You have no idea how good God has been for me to be here. You have no idea.
And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF.
And that update brought to you by Movie Phone.
I hear you. That's what's trending. We have They Said It coming up next.
They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Minutes away, moments away, maybe a moment away. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And it appears that a case of slow fairway play rage has led to violence in, of all places, Florida, not like the rest of us. So we will get to that and the rest of the news coming up this morning. Right now, though, let's go, Shime.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just gonna say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it on the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
Texter from Rhode Island weighing in to share that They Said It is brought to you, Courtney, by the Pony Express, and they will deliver your message anywhere in the United States within 4 months. So if it really needs to be there, within 4 months, use the Pony Express, and then call the travel agent.
Yeah.
They said it also brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this incredible city where we are currently right now. So whether they build or construct or drive or care for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. And a fabulous prize package, including $1,000 cash for those who are chosen and honored when it comes to building this city by Ketch's Law. Shime, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, Greg, you mentioned it earlier. It seems as though Drake May making a good impression so far down at training camp. Peter Schrager talked about how great Drake May has been so far to start the off-season workouts.
I hear Drake May is absolutely wonderful so far also. Again, it's early. These might not be surprises, but when you get year two leaps, it means they spent the offseason working. Yeah. And they spent, this is the Pop Douglas here. I'm telling you, the juice out of Patriots camp right now about Drake May is very real. And they'll bring it down because it's back to that old school style. It's Vrabel, it's McDaniels, it's a lot of those guys. And they're not going to pump up their quarterback. But Drake May came ready to play. Drake May came ready to work. And I would just say, don't be shocked if we see a year two giant leap from Drake May.
Okay, ooh, Curtis, the 10 wins that you have on the table sounds doable for this football team.
More than doable. It should be expected.
Chime six are getting worse and worse.
I literally never said six. Stop making this up. False narrative. False news.
To be doubled fair, up. You just said six.
I never said they'd win six, Curtis.
How many? We had the receiver discussion briefly during trending, but how many do you think they keep? Five or six?
Depending on if they feel like they're going to go a little bit more receiver heavy, they maybe keep six. But if they feel like they might be a little bit more of a two tight end team, then they keep five. Generally, that's what teams usually keep, somewhere between five and six. I just don't know. I'm not down there enough to see how many four wide receiver sets they run.
Yeah.
You know, we could get deep into the weeds here.
Diggs. You got Pop Douglas. You got Booty. You got Kendrick Bourne.
Kyle Williams.
Kyle Williams, Baker, Polk, and Hollis. And I asked Shime this during the break. Mac Hollis is on.
Hollins,
is hurt. And they gave him $3.5 million guaranteed money. So I wonder, and I look, could he be a guy that they might say, well, you know what? These other guys are performing better. We're going to cut our losses there. Because he only signed the two-year deal for $8 million. So it's not like they invested a ton of money in him.
My guess, Wiggy, though, is just because he's so familiar with the McDaniels offense, having played in it before, he would stay on. They'd keep him like around, even if he's injured, just kind of like, helping the other receivers get ready and get better in this offense is kind of my thought. And so, like, they'll keep him probably on PUP to start the season and then eventually either pull him off or cut him
later
midway
through. But isn't
that
what Kendrick Bourne's for? Kendrick Bourne is super familiar with this offense. Pop Douglas is familiar with this offense.
But I don't know that they want to keep Bourne. I think there's a reason they signed Mac Hollins in the offseason and Bourne is technically on the bubble.
If I had to say, I would probably agree. If I had to say the three guys that I would say are safe are Diggs, Pop, and Kyle Williams, because Kyle Williams is a third-round draft pick, I would say Booty, Bourne, Baker, and Polk. Those guys are all on the bubble.
If Baker and Polk are both gone,
yes,
that does not bode well when it comes to the Elliott Wolf draft record here.
No. I have a question for Wiggy. How talented must a player be if they also tickle you?
That scenario is a weird one. Do we have any audio on
that?
Yes,
we do, Greg. Okay. So what Curtis is referring to is the drama going on out in Las Vegas, as the Vegas Raiders have cut Christian Wilkins. They originally had reported that it was due to a disagreement on how he was rehabbing from his ankle. Then Adam Schefter came on the Pat McAfee program and reported this as another incident of why Christian Wilkins was probably cut from the Raiders.
From speaking to people inside the locker room, I think what everybody's dancing around and tiptoeing around is the fact that when you speak to people there inside the locker room, they say that Christian playfully went to kiss a teammate on top of his head, and those same people said that that player took offense to it. So that's what everybody's been dancing around and tap dancing around, an incident in the locker room. where he allegedly playfully kissed a teammate on top of his head. That teammate felt offended by it. And that's what a lot of this talk and speculation that people have just been floating around out there is about.
And he was also allegedly offering unwanted tickles on the foot, I guess.
And Florio quote tweeted that cut from Pat McAfee saying, that is definitely not the story that has been making the rounds. I think what you heard is a cleaned up Disney'd version of what's been going on.
Which is interesting because Pat McAfee went on to drop an F-bomb about 20 seconds later.
Right. What is
so they're saying that it was much worse what Wilkins was doing in the locker room?
I mean, I wonder what that is. I've seen a lot of wild.
So not playfully kissing somebody on the head.
Right.
Like,
I mean, obviously, I don't know, but Florio is one that actually, you know, gets into the weeds a bit, whereas Schefter is sanctioned by the NFL.
Just because, in my mind, hearing that, like playfully kissing a teammate on the forehead, I don't know. We hear Wiggy stories all the time. Like, some guys are wild in the locker room.
Yes, oh, yeah. There's been
and
plenty
I understand, like, you should never be touching somebody without their permission, especially in the workplace. But at the same time, this just doesn't seem to me like it would be this massive story out of
the
locker
room. Yeah, but if some dude came up and tried to kiss me on the forehead, he would catch a hand.
But we don't work.
Whoa, tough guy.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, I feel like in a locker room, that's kind of what would happen.
But Chime, you being in a volleyball locker room in high school is much different than being in an NFL locker room. Right.
Wiggy,
but you would catch a hand.
Yeah, I don't want some random dude kissing me on the forehead.
But weirdly, in some instances, when being kissed, you like to catch a forehead on the face yourself.
Yeah, Greg, what I do in my bedroom with my significant other is very different than what I would want in a football locker room.
So Shime said, listen, if 6'3", 315-pound Christian Wilkins tries to kiss me on a forehead, he's catching a hand.
Yeah.
I've seen like crazy, goofy behavior in the locker room. There's always those dudes that you know, like, all right, this dude is, you know, crazy. And whether it's the Dunkin' Donuts, Justin Timberlake made the song from Saturday Night Live, the D in the Box, you know, crazy stuff like that. Yeah. There's always like
like the helicopter or whatever.
Yeah, or two guys wrestling butt naked. It's like, you know.
It is odd. It only happened with football when I was in high school, like where you all shower together.
Yeah.
And if you don't shower, you're viewed as less than a man.
Well, if you don't shower, that means you're taking shower pills. And ain't no shower pills. We've been out there practicing, sweating. You going to get in your car, swamp, gizzards and everything.
Oh.
You better shower.
Right, but it's just strange that, like, and we all did it. You're just naked with your friends, but in no other work and no other sport do you do that to that extent.
Well, in the shower, we had a saying, eyes up. You don't know if I got a tuxedo on or not. Eyes up. It should be eyes to eyes.
But why was it only for men? Like, women, we did not have shared showers. Like, in high school, the men's locker room, from what I heard, had a shower room. The women's locker room, we all had stalls. It's very interesting that that's still a thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be a thing. I think that kids are too, you know, worried about their body image as is. Add that into the mix.
Is it still a thing, like, in high school?
I don't know.
I would have thought that they would have probably gotten rid of that.
Yeah. I would have hoped
And how many kids really shower, in the locker room in high school?
Do a lot of kids do nowadays?
Yeah. Okay, I feel like back in the day, no one really did that.
If you left, you were judged. If you didn't shower, it was like, oh, Curtis. Okay. Like, right. So strange.
So they were like the league where we were like, or in college, like, nah,
but
no shower.
But even in the
pulse.
NFL, like, they should have stalls. I mean, the locker rooms are gorgeous nowadays. Why have a shower room? I don't get that culture of it.
It is odd.
Who cares? Yeah. I mean, we're a bunch of, it's like, you know, who gives a damn?
And the other thing is, Wiggs, it's not, you're not judging how his car smells. You're
shower
judging,
check, little homie.
You're judging that he's not getting naked with you, which
no,
is
no,
just
no,
so
no.
Weird.
We're judging that if you practice.
Who cares if his car smells?
No, because you're going home and you're lying down. You ain't taking a shower right away.
Why? How do you know that they're not going to get home and take a shower?
No, because if you don't shower, and we've been practicing, we've been in the facilities all day long, I'm not judging you because you ain't getting naked. I'm judging you on your stank level.
Well, shower of wieners.
Really, but that's really like, that's none of your business, really. Like, if somebody wants to go home and shower, that's their business.
Hey, no, we have shower enforcers. shower check, homie. You can't be in that shower because that's, you know, Willie.
Shower Max. Check, little homie.
Yeah. Yes. The first stall in, the first shower. Nah, you better be taking a shower. No shower pills, man.
Who was Light talking about when he said
Willie
that?
Willie
Mack. Well, I wouldn't want to offend him.
Exactly.
Shower check, little homie.
That was a great Matt Light moment on this show. Really was. Yeah.
Because remember, they're in those showers, some of the showers have better water pressure than others. So it's like... It's like some showers are more valuable than others.
Right.
And you have to earn your stripes to get to that shower.
Correct.
Right. And so if you were a younger dude, nah, shower check, homie, get to the back.
And I think if Willie wanted my shower, I would just give it right.
Ease up. Yep, give it on up.
No problem with that.
Greg, where you going, man? You ain't showered. Get back here.
Shower check, little homie.
Is it frowned upon if you bring your own Fructis Garnier?
No, that's cool. Like there are a lot of people who had their own little baskets.
Shower caddy.
Shower basket. Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
Don't touch that. That's my Dove men's spray.
See, that
we showered together, Rivers.
That was the best time in the locker room was those things. I would have loved to have been in the locker room with Christian Wilkins to know exactly.
Save that. What happens, Wings? Does he get signed, you think?
Well, it's more, I think this is a little bit of it, but I think it's more of the injury stuff because they wanted him to get another surgery. He didn't want to do it, so there was this whole thing. That's why they're trying to.
So you think they're using this? As opposed to talking about what the real issue is.
It's the real issue is, and that they talked about.
Is a disagreement on who you're using medically, yeah, what we want you to do, what you
right.
want. Right.
That's the real reason that we all know about. Right.
I mean, $32 million on the table, though, that they're trying to get back. It's right. got to be a big reason.
Right.
And the NFLPA has filed right. a grievance on behalf of Wilkins.
Right.
But then also, you can't have random employees Ben Afflecking other yeah. employees like without their permission.
Correct.
Like,
if he's healthy, if he's healthy and he's good. Don't worry about it. So what? He's playfully kissing you on the forehead.
So you think he's signed?
Get your ass back in the locker room. If he's healthy all day long. I mean, they what was it? 4 years, $117 million?
Yeah, 80-something guaranteed.
Right. If he was healthy, we would be like, all right, whatever. Some guy went and complained about Wilkins kissing him on his forehead, but the team was like, man, it's playful banter.
I understand. Playful banter. Yeah.
When the guy's that good, it's playful right. banter.
Guy could not hold on to a bar of soap.
Oh, he's from Massachusetts.
Yeah, Springfield.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know.
He went to Clemson.
Yeah, he was really good.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, Wiggy talked about the offensive line in his lead today. Here was Phil Perry. He was with Tommy Curran after practice yesterday, talking about a couple of the things they saw from your first round pick, Will Campbell.
And just so interesting that we played that Mike Vrabel sound about staying on your feet, because Will Campbell was on the ground twice.
Sometimes.
In the span of about 8 minutes early in the practice. Give him credit, steps right up, first rep of the day against Keon White. It's a run-blocking period, and they're just sort of engaged. They're kind of engaged like this, and they're moving sideways. And Keon White, at the end of the drill, just gets underneath him and through Will Campbell. He ended up rolling around on the ground. In the one-on-one pass protection drill, Keon White, bull rush, both arms fully extended, using real power. Again, he's a physically gifted guy against Will Campbell. He must have felt Campbell sort of leaning on him a little bit to sort of counteract that power move. Keon White, as a result, as a counter, just rips Will Campbell towards him and sent Will Campbell stumbling in the wrong direction, and Keon White breezed past him into the backfield. So sort of because it's their first padded practice, Tom, and because Keon White is a physically talented young man, those to me qualified as welcome to the NFL types of moments for Will Campbell, the number 4 overall pick.
They call that a push-pull. If you want to get deep into the weeds there.
With Christian Wilkins?
No.
Jeez.
With Keon White bull rushing him. So, yeah, but that's the thing. But he got better throughout the day in the practice. And, you know, and I think a lot of expectations are high on Will Campbell. But I think somebody who is really under the microscope this year is Keon White. Here's a guy that, you know, was drafted a couple years ago with the, you know, first round capabilities, athleticism, and just hasn't been able to hit. He hit early in, I think, his first year with Belichick. And then the Mayo year was like, you know, like I didn't feel like I was getting coached. So I think a lot of eyes are like, all right, we expect you to be a guy that could be one of those pass rushers that can get after it. So, you know, what did I say? What is it? Metal sharpens metal or something like that? Iron sharpens iron. So them two going at each other every day, it's only going to make Will Campbell a better player.
So I also just raised the point, just because I saw Hart say it yesterday on the afternoon show, that he said the offensive line looked quote-unquote worse than last year.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he needs to talk to Mike Reese.
He was there.
And Mike Reese was there, and Evan Lazar.
Yeah, Hart was at training camp.
And Wiggy, Hart was holding a football when he said it, so right. I always take it more.
That's true. I think, Curtis, he was holding the wiffle ball.
And the other thing is, though, Sean, just because you're there, you might see things differently than others. So that's always the hard part when you hear people coming out talking about practice.
Yeah, especially because it's training camp.
Like, yeah, it's like one person goes, oh, his footwork was off. Another person goes, oh, his footwork was okay. It's like, it's very difficult, you know. So, I mean, I can only take for the couple of guys that are there. So he had a good one. He didn't have a good one. Let's see what he looks like, you know, 6-7 padded practices in.
Yeah. Can I make a quick comment about the afternoon? They did a good back and forth about should Red Sox fans be embarrassed that Dodgers fans took over Fenway Park?
Yeah, well, Alex Cora was saying it was the worst he's ever seen.
Yeah, I think you should wear it as a badge of honor that you are selling your tickets because the ownership has refused to invest at what the price point they ask you to pay for those. So in no way should you be embarrassed. Why should you be embarrassed? You finally got a profit off a ticket you've been stuck with for 4 years. Like, why should you in any way be viewed negatively if you're actually turning a profit finally on something you purchased?
Yeah. I mean, do Red Sox fans, do they still travel? I mean, there was a period of time where they, you know, whether it was at the Trop or wherever.
Baltimore.
Yeah, where they were louder than they were like the Dodgers fans are now.
Because if you watch the last night's game, the Twins game, the place was empty.
Well, that's why I think it's more so, do Red Sox fans live elsewhere? Like, I think Florida, you're going to get a ton of Red Sox fans because there's a lot of New Englanders that went down there. But you're not going to get them to travel to Minnesota in the middle of the summer.
And even the ones in Florida, they're not like going to a Marlins game or even a Tampa Bay Rays game.
Yeah.
But there was like a decade where it was cheaper to fly to Baltimore on Southwest, go to Camden Yards and stay at a hotel than it was to go to the Red Sox games with a family of four. And that's obviously no longer the case.
Yeah. Well, wait till they start scraping all your data, Curtis, and they know you really want to go to a Sox game.
Right. Really going to have to invest in that VPN.
To fly to Baltimore.
They're going to double the price on that, baby, because they know where you're going.
Right. Wait, what? $1,000 to go to Baltimore? Yeah, we know you want to go see the Orioles play, buddy. We scraped your data.
I don't want my data scraped.
I didn't even know they could scrape your data.
Stop scraping my data.
So how do they do that?
They scrape it. They go right in there and they scrape your data.
Yeah, you got to look at the policies for every app you open.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to last minute flex a road show because you're going to out to UMass? They know exactly what you're doing.
I didn't know they could scrape your data down to that.
Yeah. Bump that flight to Springfield up to $250 or whatever. All right.
That is They Said It today, Greg.
News with Courtney coming up. Including Florida, not like the rest of us, next. All right. News now. Oh, by the way, Hill Notes. We're always accepting your voice notes on any topic. And leave those on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones back at about 9:20 this morning. So I'm sure I was a target yesterday in my absence. I didn't get to tune in.
No.
Yeah, I think what did the one guy said, for whatever reason, if there are any Greg Hill notes that actually come in about you, they get scrapped. They completely get wiped.
That's not true. I welcome any and all criticisms. I am here. That's what I'm here for. Yeah. Part of my job description. Mm-hmm. Bring it on. All right. Anyway, let's get to today's news.
A couple in South Boston is demanding changes after their 4-year-old son, Mason, was stuck by a needle while at the park in Southie. This is a terrible story. Mason stepped on a hypodermic needle during a family birthday party cookout on the Greenway along Columbia Road. And he is now on several medications. They took him to the hospital immediately. They put him on several medications to make sure he's okay.
Well, that is terrifying.
Terrifying.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
The fiends are ridiculous. And the fact that the city and the mayor's not doing nothing about all these dope fiends around here.
What would you have her do?
Figure something out. Clean it up. Put more police on it.
Okay, let's do this. Treat the people that are suffering an addiction like we treat the people that come here illegally. Give them housing. Find a way to get them on the road to recovery where they can actually, like, this is so every time on the weekend I get up and I take James to Medal of Honor Park. I'm sorry, I take him to the South End. And you walk in there, the first thing I do is walk underneath the structures, make sure there's nothing out from the night before, because
you should not have to do that.
There's booze everywhere. You'll see needles. You'll see things. It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Well, here's Mason's mom, Caroline, on BZ.
I just want the city to be safer and cleaner. It should never happen to a four-year-old. It shouldn't happen to anyone, but especially a child.
Terrible.
Yeah, you got to be careful out there, Curtis. Awful. Those pox.
Yep. Donald Trump said yesterday that he's never been to Epstein Island.
Oh, okay.
So he was speaking to reporters in Scotland and said he cut ties with Epstein years ago because he had stolen people that worked for Trump for Epstein.
Oh, okay, he was poaching?
Yes, poaching. Okay. Here's Trump.
And by the way, I never went to the island, and Bill Clinton went there supposedly 28 times. I never went to the island, but Larry Summers, I hear, went there. He was the head of Harvard, and many other people that are very big people. Nobody ever talks about them. I never had the privilege of going to his island, and I did turn it down, but a lot of people in Palm Beach were invited to his island. In one of my very good moments, I turned it down. I didn't want to go to his island.
The dry snitching by Trump.
I know.
Classic.
It's throwing everybody else under the bus immediately.
That is classic.
28 times.
I've never been to the island once. Barack Obama was there 17 times. I believe it was between 2017 and 2019. But me, no. Never the island.
Is it true that Ghislaine Maxwell met with the DOJ and gave them like 100 names or something?
Well, I don't know what she said to them. Okay. It seems like that she was cooperative and... that she is looking for a pardon, and
she's
I don't
not going to get a pardon.
You don't think she'll get a pardon?
No.
How Trump?
She shouldn't.
Do you think that we'll ever get the list?
No.
Or the files or the information on who did what?
Yeah. Never? 28 times. Yeah.
So that's like a Hill note. Hill note that clowns on you. We'll never get those. So for some reason, those things disappear.
All right, so the people that think that like the America, like conspiracy theorists are kooks, like listen to Trump now trying to say that he thinks the Bidens put his name on a list and sullied the water with this list.
28 times.
Like, I'm sorry. The list would have been out there if he was absolved in it. Like,
yeah. Well, he promised it. This is a campaign promise that he's not living up to, and it's upsetting. Like, he said he was going to release the information.
But what a self-own. He's made a big deal of this. And now he's like, why are we talking about it? You're the one who brought it up, dog.
28 times.
He knew exactly how many times Clinton was there.
28 times.
I wouldn't refer to the island as a privilege considering the absolute disgusting treatment the people got there.
28 times.
A woman in Somerville was attacked by a raccoon over the
28
weekend.
28 times.
Catherine Van Buskirk says she sees raccoons in the neighborhoods all the time, but she never came face to face with one.
Did you hear the story of how this happened? Because it's terrifying.
Letting her two dogs out.
Yeah, at
1 a.m.
At night, like 1 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she calls the raccoon a monster.
Yeah. But it was flying at her, like jumping at her when she was out on her porch or whatever.
Correct.
Yeah.
We could hear from Catherine on Boston 25.
They become monsters. It flew at me from several different directions. Mm-hmm. All I could do was scream, help me, help me. This is a nightmare. I kept saying it to myself because I couldn't find any other words. I just encountered a monster.
Yeah, and you look at her face. I mean, it's...
Was the thing rabid?
I mean, she's definitely going to have to get some shots.
Yeah.
But 1 a.m., they're usually out at night, right?
Yeah.
It's during the day that you have to worry
it's
if they're rabid.
Freaky.
Yeah. Karen Reed is looking for the return of her Lexus and cell phone. Her lawyer said they asked for it back from the DA's office back in June after she was found not guilty and that they haven't responded.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So the items were seized back in 2022, of course, when she was accused.
Give her her car and her phone back.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing, as Chris Curtis would say?
I don't understand.
Think about all the iOS updates that thing needs.
Right.
It's like, I mean...
They really can take your car and not give it back?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, like, her lawyers say they reached out to... Mm-hmm.
The Sallyport.
Prosecutor Lally.
Yep.
And they have received no response back whatsoever.
And my only thought is, like, are they keeping it because of the civil trial.
Well, they can't.
Like, right, that's not, what I thought.
Like, it's like it belongs to her. Yeah. Give it back.
Right.
They don't have it. They sold that thing at auction.
Yeah. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
It is.
What is Lally doing today?
It's Curtis. He is being called in to testify in other cases about why information was not shared when it should have been shared with people who were trying to defend themselves.
The amount of cases that these people are tied to.
Oh, it's wild.
Wild.
It really
wild.
Is.
How long for the first documentary covering?
Did you say how long? What?
Yes. How long till Netflix?
Probably soon.
Well, aren't they doing the feature film next? That's the one, the Hollywood version.
Well, Netflix filmed the second trial. So I believe we'll probably get that first.
Okay. Right. And then the feature film is coming soon. Yeah.
The Karen Reed movie.
Yes, the movie. All right. We will take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news, including a little violence on the golf course in Florida. That is all coming up next.